Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman at US 99. And I got to tell you, I was blown away yesterday. I was leaving the gym, go to Orange Theory, my wife and I, and we went to Costco to go get gas. You know how they have those pumps at Costco where they have like the two in front of each other, right?
Right.
Like all the cars line up. Well, I was the next car to go up, and we moved up, and I went all the way to the front, and then a car pulled up in back of me. So my wife and I was driving my wife's truck, and I got out of her Chevy Traverse, and I walked around, and I went and grabbed the gas pump, and I was pumping her gas. Well, I was blown away by the car in back of me. There was a guy driving, his wife, it looked like, was sitting shotgun. She got out of the car to pump the gas.
Yikes.
Not the guy at all. Like, isn't that like just a rule that every man, that every guy should just like understand and just get out and pump gas for?
A gentleman should do that for sure. Yes.
Like his mom, his girlfriend, his wife, I don't care who it is, his sister, you should always get out and pump the gas. So I was blown away by that. And then I went to Menards right after that, blown away again. A couple was walking out, and again, they were married. It wasn't like they were brother and sister or anything. The woman, they must have just bought a ceiling fan. The woman was carrying the ceiling fan box. The guy was walking right next to her, texting on his phone. I was like, where is the class with us dudes, man?
At least they save big money at Menards. That was really good.
I mean, you always do, yeah.
312-946-4995. We are looking for those stories. Come on, man. It happens. Unfortunately, not every guy is a gentleman.
So, ladies, hit us up. 312-946-4995. And the number you got to remember right now is $1,000. We're about 3.5 minutes away. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country. US 99, and blown away yesterday. I was walking out of Menards, and a married couple, the woman was carrying the ceiling fan box that they had just bought, and dude was just on his cell phone. I don't know if he was texting away, what he was doing, but she was carrying it, not pushing it in the shopping cart. She was carrying the ceiling fan.
He was texting his friends that they bought a brand new ceiling fan. He was excited. You know,
one gets excited about buying a new ceiling fan. Why was she carrying it, man? What's going on with us guys nowadays?
312-946-4995. Good morning, Tegan from Gray's Lake. When was a guy not a gentleman with you?
All right, so I went on a date with a guy a year or so ago to a baseball game, and it was actually a Milwaukee Brewers game. Tickets were really cheap, which I didn't know at the time, so I was really grateful he was taking me. I was assuming that they were going to be good tickets and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got there, I offered to pay for parking just to kind of do my part, and he accepted that. And then it ended up being that parking was over like double the price that he paid for the tickets, which, you know, I don't expect him to pay for all of it, but just at least if it was even, that would have been nice.
Hey, do I even want to say who offered to buy the first beer at the game?
Well, actually, I am not 21 yet.
All right, should we ask you who bought the first Diet Pepsi instead?
Yes, so definitely not him. That part was definitely pay your own way.
You know, Tegan, can we ask you a question really quick? Because we have a buddy. His name is rich, and every time that he goes to ask a girl to like a Cubs game or a Bulls game or something like that, if he doesn't have the best tickets in the world, he always feels bad that he has to like warn the girl, hey, do you mind sitting in the nosebleeds? Does it really matter where you sit?
No, definitely not. I don't think so.
She's underage. She can't drink yet, right? Ask a girl who's 25. It'll be a completely different answer. Stay that innocent forever. Promise us, please.
Yes, that's a good point.
Qualified to go backstage. We're going to give you his album. We're also going to give you tickets for Saturday. We're talking about the man, Kenny Chesney. Good morning. It's US 99. And we're also going to donate $100. All the details coming up in a few minutes. 8:50 this morning. But hey, good morning. It's Styles and Roman. And I was just blown away twice yesterday by guys. Once at Costco pumping gas. There was a couple in back of me. And the guy, he just stayed in the car while his wife got out and pumped the gas. I've never seen that happen before in my life. And then also leaving a store, the woman was carrying the ceiling fan they just bought while dude was texting on his phone.
You know what? There are a lot of gentlemen out there, but sometimes, guys, you fail us. So good morning to Lynn from Deerfield. Tell us about your non-gentleman experience.
I was leaving work one time, and we had a potluck that day. So I had a whole bag worth of utensils and chips and all the extra stuff that was left over in one hand. I had my crock pot in the other, my laptop bag, my purse, my drink. And leaving, the automatic doors shut at 5 o'clock, so you have to go through a side door with a like handicap button to automatically open it.
Okay.
And security's right there, and they can automatically press the button for you. But no, me, struggle bus, with all of my stuff and my hands being full, I literally had to kick the handicap button to open the door for me, and he's just staring at me. I'm like, no problem, dude. I got this.
Well, you know what, Lynn, even though that guy was horrible by not helping you out, you are amazing, though. Good ninja skills with the kick.
Yeah, just hike the foot up there and get it going. Girl,
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Man, Kenny's going to be here on a Saturday at 8:50. The package that we have set up for you is insane. Qualify to go backstage, tickets, you get the album. Then, also $100 donation, US 99. We're going to make 8:50, 20 minutes away before you could win all that.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. Like, it's Saturday night. It's not even like, oh, wait 3 more months for it. It's this Saturday, Kenny Chesney, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion. It's going to be a party, isn't it?
And I just saw on the weather, they're calling for 80 degrees on Saturday. Oh, it just makes it so much better. But yesterday in Chicago, I saw a couple things that blew me away. A couple was leaving a store. They had bought a ceiling fan. The woman, not pushing it in a shopping cart, she was carrying it while dude was just texting away on his phone. What a gentleman
this guy was, huh? He was telling his buddies, oh man, I totally got a new ceiling fan. Can't wait for you guys to see it. He was excited, and he wanted to share that moment. Not every guy is a gentleman, unfortunately, but we have Lisa from Lockport on the phone. Tell us about your ungentleman situation.
So my husband is always a gentleman, but I just have a thought and an opinion on this, that lately it seems like there's just too many women out there who are stuck on this feminist, independent thing, that perhaps these women chose to do these things on their own because they feel they're just too good to have a man do it for them.
Yeah, maybe the woman that I saw carrying the ceiling fan out of the store, maybe she just didn't make it to the gym that morning and she wanted to get a few reps in. I mean, maybe I'm wrong for bringing this story up.
I mean, I don't know. You never know. I happen to be very independent and I kind of have to do a lot of things on my own. I'm a stay-at-home mom and my husband travels for work a lot, but if he is going to offer to do something and be a gentleman, I'm definitely going to let him.
Who pumps the gas? If you and your husband are in the car together when you go to the gas station, who's getting out of the car?
It is most definitely not me.
Short of the guy physically not being able to get out of the car to do that, there is zero excuse.
I agree, 100%.
And who pays, Lisa?
We are married. We all have...
It comes out of the same pot. Come on now.
It is all the same pot. US
99. So you decided to move.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.